Ghana's Electoral Commission, or EC, is mandated by Parliament to create new constituencies if needed to ensure the people are properly represented in Parliament. However, some argue a new law passed by Parliament could do the opposite. Critics say it eliminates some polling stations within the new constituencies, meaning some voters living in those areas will likely have trouble casting their ballots. Electoral officials say that will not be the case. Christian Owusu-Pare is the Electoral Commission's Acting Director of Public Affairs.
Every constituency is made up of a certain number of polling stations. All the people in that polling station have the right and are entitled to vote in that constituency.
There are also efforts to keep the elections honest. Out of a population of 24 million, about 40 million Ghanaians are eligible to vote. And for the very first time, the country is adopting the biometric system of voting. The government says the technology includes computers, fingerprint scanners, and digital cameras to help identify each voter. Owusu-Pare says all voting stations in the country will have adequate equipment for biometric verification, and he says Ghana has backup equipment.
Since 1992, the commission has always been able to meet all the deadlines and ensure that the materials are available for voting. We are not going to falter in that regard.
Competing candidates and polling agents have been issued guidelines on proper conduct, including warnings against the use of inflammatory speech. Owusu-Pare says all political parties are free to campaign across the country, but he warned against multiple voting.
The punishment is clear. It goes with either a fine or imprisonment or both. And people can be imprisoned up to 2 years if they violate electoral rules. The objective is incident-free election so that people can exercise their franchise in an atmosphere devoid of intimidation.
In Ghana, ballots are counted and results declared at polling stations in the full view of party agents. Michael Kwe with the New Patriotic Party says it is important that practice continue.
The EC must make sure that they put in a fair system. The votes are counted, collated properly, the results are declared at the polling station, and when they get to the strong room, then everything flows accordingly.
Election observers will include a coalition from Ghana, the regional bloc ECOWAS, and the United Nations. The European Union says it will not be part of the monitoring process because Ghana is capable of organizing free, fair, transparent, and credible elections without the involvement of the international community. Joanna Mantifo, VOA News.